Welcome to Seed Time, everybody. Brian Pierce here, your purveyor of awesome. Papa Pierce and myself are headed south back to Texas from the Zinc Ranch National Enduro that was in Oklahoma this past weekend. Actually, today. It wasn't even this past weekend. It was just a handful of hours ago. So thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, if you'd like to support Seat Time, you can do that at seattime.co/support. Best, we go buy a t-shirt. So many people asked me about Seat Time t-shirts this weekend. You can easily go purchase them at fpmg.threadless.com. All the Seat Time t-shirts are there. We're thinking about putting up the Team USA ISDE ones there as well. If you'd like that, let us know. So I did horrible, but at the same time, I had a great stinking time riding my dirt bike and enjoying talking with everybody and conversing with everybody and just being out there in nature and being a badass. So thank you for everybody that said hi. We really, really, really appreciate all of you guys paying attention to not just the podcast, of course, but our YouTube channel and the videos that we are putting out. So it's a great time. So thank you very much. I had so much fun learning about all the people and how much they didn't think that what we do sucks. So we got a couple interviews from some of the riders that were out there today. We did miss Grant Baylor, unfortunately, who was second, but we did get Stewart, who was first, and then, of course, Thad Duval, who was third, and we got a couple others with Russell Bobbitt and Drew Higgins. So thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoy our rider interviews from the Zinc Ranch Enduro. We'll see you on the internet. Mr. Stewart Baylor Jr., how's your day going today?
Well, I can't complain. You know, we're walking out with the points lead again, and you know, obviously had some tough races there this summer. Little things that set me back, and I was struggling to find my groove again after I got sick there at GNCC, and with the bacterial infection and everything, that was tough to come back from. But you know, we've got back in the routine, and it's taken a little while. You know, whenever you stop training for 8 weeks, you lose a lot. I lost a lot of muscle and put on a couple pounds, and you know, we're back down at fighting weight, and you know, I'm where I want to be and where I need to be, and you know, leading into the last round, I'm just hoping that I can stay ahead of Thad. You know, obviously it's close. 2 points isn't anything. You know,
it's definitely not a cushion.
No, definitely not. I mean, either way, if I came out today with a 2 point deficit or a 2 point late lead, either way, it's going to come down to whoever beats who at that last round. So a lot of pressure on that, but usually I ride better when the pressure's on, and high pressure usually wakes me up. So hopefully I'll wake up Sunday morning 3 weeks from now ready to race.
I like it. So talking a little bit about how it went today, you've been here before. Any kind of like tech things that you did to your bike to be prepared for not just the start with the grass track, but then obviously the interestingly rocky conditions that we have out here in Oklahoma?
Yeah, you know, I thrive in the rocks. The more technical stuff, the tight trees, the rocks, anything technical where the other guys seem to back it down, that's where I always push. That's where I make up my time. So it really suited me. I enjoyed it. You know, I went down a couple times in that grass test, and I was still only 12 down. I think, you know, it would have been right there in the hunt for a grass test win, which is what I've been working my ass off on here lately. But kind of upset that I made those mistakes, you know, with all the time that I spent on the grass test this week, kind of leading up to this race. I spent 4 days just riding nothing but grass turns, and you know, I know it paid off, because if I would have crashed 2 times any other time before that, I would be 30 seconds off those guys. So you know, I'll just gotta keep going in the right direction, and you know, right now I think everything's shaping up to be good. It's just one more race separating me from a national championship, and you know, after the injuries in 2012, that's been the goal. We've really been able to turn it around this year, and hopefully I can just keep that momentum going forwards.
Absolutely. Favorite test of the day?
Ooh, that's tough. The last three were killer, man. The fresh section, the 10-miler, and then the last two with the rocks, that's my stuff. The more technical it got, the better I did. And I think the last test was probably my favorite, just the gnarly rocks, and that's enjoyable for me. So But like I said, it's a toss-up between those three. They all kind of stood out to me in different ways, but my least favorite was the second test.
Can't disagree.
I think it would have been awesome if we didn't get that rain, but you know, everything else, the ground held the rain everywhere else. Just that one test was tough, but it was fun from start to finish. You know, I had a good day.
I loved in test five, we were talking about how that could be one of them, the way that we went through the creeks. We just kept diving back in on that one creek, and then we'd ride the creek for a long time and keep on going. Like, that was bitching stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was, it snuck up on me. I dropped in the first creek, and I came in with way too much speed and ruined my goggles and gloves, and I think it pissed me off just enough to kill it for the rest of that test. And, you know, I came out of that test with a test win, and then also 5 or 6 and 7, I carried that momentum and won out from that fifth test. So, you know, I think those creeks actually kind of sparked the fire. You know, whenever I ruined my goggles, it really got under my skin, and I pushed really hard those last three. And sometimes it takes something to piss me off to get me riding good.
So you're saying you want me to come to Alabama with you and spit on your goggles before every test?
Exactly, that's right.
That's probably exactly what you need. Well, dude, before you get excited and mad at us and then you have to take it out, like, what's next? Like, what's next for Stuart Baylor Jr.? Oh, yeah.
You know, we've got 5 races left, 5 nationals left, and got a second in the GNCCs on the line, and the championship for national enduro, sprint enduros on the line. So, you know, obviously my goals, I've got to keep it tight and focus on the goal at hand. But, you know, next year we're changing some things up, and I'm looking forward to next year. I think if I don't get sick, you know, I want to compete for all 3 of the national titles, and that's the obvious goal. But we're keeping KTM support and potentially moving around where I may end up. But you know, either way, it's going to be a really good year. You know, we got the factory offer, and it just wasn't for me. I seem to do better kind of doing my own deal. So you know, that's what we're going to stick with next year, is doing my own program and just kind of see how it turns out.
Awesome. When all those details come together, we want to know about it. So just reach out, grab a beer, and we'll talk about it on the internet.
Sounds good.
But other than that, man, just have fun, travel safe, and I guess we'll enjoy a pint full of awesome at some point, eh?
Hell yeah. Sounds good. See you, man.
Bye! All right, 3rd overall on the day. We're now talking with Mr. Thad Duval. Just overall, how did the day go?
Went really well. I think I felt like I rode really good all day, and it was some unreal racing today. Man, it was... there was like 1 or 2 seconds between us most of the day, and I was led today, one test, just struggled a bit the last 2 tests with the more technical, slower test, but you know, Stu really picked it up there at the end and was able to stretch out, and then Grant got me the last test after I had some issues, but no excuses. I felt like I rode really well all day, and just them guys were just a little bit better than me for sure.
Wicked. Now, I was actually on row 44 and got to experience the good times with you guys. And what do you think about the terrain out here? Because I don't think people expect this course to be what it is.
Yeah, it was for sure way different than I anticipated. You think of Oklahoma, you think of red clay, nasty, dry, no trees, nothing. But Cutwin, you know, I really didn't get to even enjoy yesterday. We were supposed to be here yesterday at like 11:30 a.m. and then we end up getting to the hotel last night at 11:30 p.m. So I was stuck in Chicago for 10 hours yesterday, and just glad to even make it. And then, you know, this morning drive in, it was kind of, man, I was like, man, it actually looks pretty good. It's green, it's got trees. So, and then, you know, the first couple of tests we got going, and man, it was I think some of the best conditions we've had this year. And you know, the rain last night definitely helped, and I think it the ground took the rain really well. And it was cool, you know, like it was cool just seeing some of the scenery. And you know, with me being a hunter back home, it was cool to see all the tree stands on the ranch. And you know, it was cool. It was a fun day, and I really enjoyed coming here. I thought it was a lot different than I anticipated. I didn't think it'd be as good as it was, but man, I was definitely changed pace today, and it was fun.
For all the tech geeks out there, what kind of changes did you make throughout the day, either to suspension or to the bike, you know, kind of going, holy crap, this is rockier than I thought it would be, or, you know, whatever conditions you were like, I need to make changes for?
I never made a change all day, so it was good. My bike's working excellent, and it works how I need it to work. But, you know, when I come to these places, I feel like they got a little bit of an upper hand being here before and knowing the terrain. And, you know, there's been two or three races this year that I've never done before. So it's kind of like coming in blind. I don't really know. And, you know, I, looking at it now, I wish I would have changed my stuff around a little bit leading up to a test or something. And but I was just you live and you learn, for sure. You know, I, my bike's working really well, but I felt like I could have made changes where my bike would have worked better in some of the tests if I knew what was what to really expect. Because you go out one test and it would be bitching and so sick, and then the next test would be like rocky and kind of slow, and you'd be like, oh man, like just one dramatic change to another. But it was good. You know, I thought the course flowed really well today and made for some crazy racing.
I know I had a lot of fun riding all the different terrain and getting my butt handed to me, just like all of you guys did, but you just did it faster than I did. So obviously, you know, when you went to France this year with the ISDE, it was unfortunate that you hurt your wrist that first day and had to come home early. Like, kind of, and we've seen you, you know, not show up at a couple GNCCs. I would assume that the attempt there is to focus, you know, on the win and the championship here in Enduros and keep the wrist healthy. But, you know, what kind of can you tell us, like, what happened, where you at within everything that happened there?
Yeah, that was quite the reality check over there. I just went there and, you know, I felt like I was on top of my game. I felt like going there, that was the first time I really ever went to 6 days, and I felt like I could be a top guy for sure. And, you know, I went there with all intentions. I was going to give it hell and try to win the overall. And I don't know if I went in a little too confident and too comfortable, and it really slapped me in the face the first test. But it was just, I don't know, it was just the stupidest crash. I just went to brake for a turn, and it happened so fast, I don't even think I put my hand out. I think I just had my hand on the bar, and it just jarred my bar enough where, you know, I end up tearing a ligament in my hand. So it was, it was definitely scary at first. Just so, 100 different emotions running through, because, you know, I was battling for the GNCC championship and then battle for this championship. And, you know, over there's four of us, and if one of us drops out, you're done.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was, I did it the first test, and, you know, I knew I had a lot on my shoulder, so I end up riding the next 50 miles of transfer, and just, I don't know, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it anymore, and, you know, I ended up flying back the very next day and going to a doctor. And, you know, at first we thought it was way worse than what it was. There was some stuff showing up on the x-ray that was really scary, but we end up, luckily enough, I went to Cincinnati and went to a hand specialist, and he said, you know, it's not as bad as we thought. This is what you got to do. This is what we're going to do. And, you know, he ended up putting me in a cast and just kind of praying that it healed on his own. So, at first they thought I broke my wrist, my scaphoid, or my navicular too. And, you know, I ended up just being a torn ligament. So for as bad as it wasn't as bad. But, it's just been just a slow process getting back. I don't know, I feel like I've been good for a while, but, you know, boss man, he kind of was wanting me to concentrate on the enduro. So it was tough not showing up the last couple GNCCs, especially in Andilla, knowing that, you know, if I missed that race, I was done out of the championship. And, you know, this year is the closest I've ever been to the championship. And now just watching this lead dwindle down is even harder. But, you know, I felt like, you know, I had a cast on. We went to Missouri. I ended up cutting the cast off Friday. Went to Missouri and raced. And I never want to deal with that kind of pain ever again in my life. That's for sure.
I can only imagine, yeah.
It definitely was worse than what I anticipated it to be. You know, I cut the cast off, rode Friday at my house. And, you know, I felt okay. I think it was just because I was comfortable at home. And when we got to Missouri, it was just a little out of my element. And, you know, for me to even get third there, it was a good day for sure. And went back and got a cast put back on the very next day, and just kind of let it heal on its own, and went to the doctors, and, you know, we got the okay to start riding. And, you know, he was like, I want you to take it easy, whatever. Well, the next day I'm out like on a moto, on a moto track stuff. But, you know, I felt like it's definitely getting better, and I felt like today was the first day I've really rode, and it didn't bother me that bad. Just little things, it bothers it, but I feel like it's to the point now where it doesn't hinder my riding ability, and I feel like I can push that 110%. But, it was definitely a tough pill to swallow for sure, and it's something I never want to be in that situation again, and hopefully not have an injury like that when I'm this close to championships. And it sucks for sure. And I feel like we kind of we kept it on the DL as long as we could, just how bad it really was, and tried to just keep it between the family members and the team. And, you know, luckily enough, we had some good people behind us. And, you know, I got to give a special shout out to Steve Thaxton, sports medicine doctor at home. He's taken me under his wing the last like 2 weeks, and really got me even capable of riding 100%. So right. Definitely a big thanks to him. And, you know, I feel like it's definitely coming around, and it's tough. Tough not being able to ride like how I want to, but I think today was the first time I've been able to really push as hard as I want. And yeah, injuries suck for sure.
Yeah, well, now being 2 points behind, you know, in the championship going into Alabama, I mean, you got to go out, be smart, and win, right?
Yeah, it would have came down to the last race anyway it would have happened for sure, but it would have been nice just to have a little bit of a cushion just to take it easy a little bit. But, you know, Stu's two up now, but, you know, it's I think it's been a couple years since they raced here, so nobody really has an advantage on what the conditions are going to be like. So just go home and do my homework, and I just need to ride. I mean, I haven't been able to ride. I think I've rode like 6 times in the last 2 months or month and a half maybe. So just, I don't know. I feel like if I ride, I get better and get more comfortable and go from there, and feel like I can go to the last one in Alabama and win. You know, I like Alabama. I've been there and I've done the 24-hour, and I've done some maybe Mid-South races there, I think, close to where the National Enduro. So I enjoy Alabama. I enjoy it's kind of similar to home with the trees and stuff. So I'm excited to get there and go out and try to win and get this championship.
Awesome, dude. Well, thank you very much for your time, and just fly safe, and good luck with anything if you do GNCC in the future. But then, of course, too, you know, we've got this National Enduro to wrap up. So have fun.
Yeah.
Bam. Next, Mr. Russell Bobbitt, having fun at the Zinc Ranch National Enduro. How did it go today?
I actually had a good time. It was a lot more fun than last year, that's for sure. You know, I wasn't nearly as stressed out or anything. No championship on the line. So, you know, the first test was just that fun grass track like we had last year. It was pretty slick, but pretty good. And, you know, the rest of the race kind of gradually got a little more rocky. And then, you know, some slot car racing in the second test with some mud ruts. But, I don't know. I rode as well as I could. It kind of had my comfort level a little lower than everyone else's, I think. So, you know, I rode as fast as I felt confident, you know, and that was kind of just where I ended up today.
Yeah. Kind of referring to the slot car aspect of the second test, you know, us going in there not knowing how deep some of those spots could be, how do you guys make choices? Like, how do you decide, I'm going to go left, I'm going to go right, I'm going to kind of just, you know, pin it through the middle and lift the front end and see what happens?
I mean, some of it is just a gamble, of course, you know, when you're coming into something. But if you can see, like, from the beginning of a corner, if it looks like it's pretty deep and you can tell it's only one main line, maybe just try to avoid it. Or and then when there's a whole array of them and you don't really know where to go, that's my best to try and just cut across them all, you know, is a little bit. So that's what I try to do a lot through there. And that way it may not be the fastest to just, you know, kind of risk it and blitz through, but I know I'm going to get through it and not lose as much time as I would if I were getting stuck.
Yeah, just a little bit safer of a route, but that's okay because you're going to get through it. Tech tip for people, right? Like, this is an interesting place to ride, right? Like, this is very, like, the suspension, I'd imagine, the way that you're going to set up the bike could be different, right? Like, so is there anything throughout the day that you changed a lot, or you were kind of like, we were off on this, or wow, we were right on with this kind of setup on your bike today?
Not really. I've ran kind of this normal new setting that I've established. You know, we've been kind of changing suspension a good bit throughout the year, but really I was happy with how my bike was handling it today. I didn't change it or make any drastic changes. You know, I think the biggest thing that you may want to consider is, you know, when it gets really rocky and technical like this, and muddy also, like, you don't really want it to be too soft. Like, a lot of people would say, oh yeah, I want it softer so it'll be more supple on the rocks, but then it ends up diving farther and you kind of lose that control if it were a little higher in the suspension. So that's what I feel, you know, kind of keeping actually a normal and a little bit almost stiffer setting kind of helps you have more confidence in the rocks.
Interesting, yeah, because yeah. obviously, like, you do kind of hear that, like, oh, it's the rocks, and you want to, you know, open your compression up and speed up your rebound, and then just, you know, but then to your point, yeah, then you're diving into your suspension further, and then if you hit something when it's all muddy like that, it could, you're just pinballing all over the place because it's not set up for that. Favorite test of the day?
It was one of those in the middle, I think, that third or fourth test. And that their fresh cut one was pretty good.
Oh, test five? Yeah, yeah. We had to walk our bikes across the county county road.
That was very important.
Those Marines were there being very serious about it.
Yes. That one was actually pretty fun. You know, fresh. Not, it didn't have the deep ruts like we had in the other tests and everything. It just kind of let the corners flow a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think that was probably one of my favorite tests too, because I like the rockier technical ones, but I feel like that was probably the best mix. And that, even though it was 10 miles, that one flowed just a little bit better, and it didn't feel like it was the longest test of the day. There were a couple of those 8-mile tests where it was just like, okay, I'm 6 miles in and I'm really done. Like, yeah. I'm really done.
That one did keep you a little bit more, like, entertained with the creek crossings and everything that it threw at you. So, that was fun.
So, and then what's next for Mr. Russell Bobbitt?
Well, I still got 4 or 5 races to finish out this year, you know. So, the final GNCC, final Enduro, and possibly the last 2 Sprint Enduros, too.
Oh, awesome. And then the rev limiter could start off your 2018. You could come to Texas. You could stay with Mr. Cole Kirkpatrick. I know he's a good friend of yours. You could do the rev limiter. You know, start your 2018 off right on probably some kind of 2-stroke. So you could, you know, get some different brap noises, different strokage.
That's right. Small bore. Yeah, just maybe even an electric bike. Why not?
We'll see if we can get Alta on board to see. It's like, hey, you guys want to get in hard enduro? Let's make this happen, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, dude, thanks again for the time and great job today. And I guess we'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, man.
Bye. Right now, we're talking with Mr. Drew Higgins after a 2017 Zinc Ranch National Enduro. How was the day today?
It was all right. Struggled pretty bad in the rocky conditions. Just didn't have it today. That's the biggest thing.
It's kind of weird coming out here when the way this terrain is, the rocks and how funky, especially with all the rain we had, but just the rocks that's out here, you don't expect that. I don't. Like last year, the first time I rode it. So what did you try to do? Obviously, you said you weren't too comfortable. What did you try to do to set up for the conditions?
I decided to be a gear high in the rocks. And, I mean, test two, you really had to pick your lines good. I mean, there was a lot of holes that you could swallow your bike in, and it was more of a slot car race there, but the trail got a lot better as the day went on. It was perfect. But I don't know. You just had to be a gear high everywhere and really look ahead.
What did you think? I mean, was there a test besides test two? Test two sucked because of all the slot car, to your point. Like, it was one of those things where I kept looking 10 feet past 10 feet wide from the trail for a spot to go, and I was just a couple rows behind you. Yeah. But besides test two, what might have been your favorite on the day?
I really like test 6 and 7. They were really good. Test 5 was probably the best, I thought. It was a longer one. It had a lot of good woods in it. They were all pretty good from about 3 on. About the same. I don't know. I like the grass track, too.
Grass track is always fun. Yeah. Grass tracks are just badass, especially a way to start the race. Now, it was a little slick this morning for all of us, but hey, you know what? The conditions are what they are. We're just going to ride, and we're going to have fun on our dirt bikes, right? If nothing else. What I thought was neat about test 6 is I think that would be a good test to go play ride. Yeah. But holy crap, trying to go fast in that one is just absolutely ridiculous. Did you have any kind of get-offs or anything like that?
No, it was good. I really enjoyed that one. I like the more technical stuff, so it suited my style.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, if we talk about test 6, like, you'll take a turn and there's flat rocks and you're kind of, like, getting your, like, you know, your tires lodged in there, but then also trying to keep momentum so you don't just like spin out on the rocks. It's kind of intense. So last test though, going in there, the AA, what did you think? Was it AA worthy, or could it have been more technical, or was it just more miles to make us sweat and complain more?
Yeah, it was just more miles. There's nothing really too technical in there. There were some rock sections, but just more trail, more mileage.
Dig it. Well, what's next for Mr. Drew Higgins?
The National Enduro in Alabama.
Yeah?
3 weeks.
Any vacations planned?
No, it'd be right getting back into it.
I like it, D. Well, thanks for the time, and thanks for having a good time with us today.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks. How'd you end up?
I don't really know.